Headline: Berwick Law wants Jito Labs dropped from pump fund lawsuit. Published at 2:36 p.m., September 29, 2025. Jito Labs and two of its execs are to be dropped from Berwick Law's pump fund lawsuit without prejudice after an agreement was reached with plaintiffs following the leak of 5,000 chat logs. Law firms Berwick and Wolf Popper, representing plaintiffs Diego Aguilar, Kendall Carnahan, and Michael Okafor, informed Judge Colleen McMahon on Friday that their claims against Jito Labs, the Jito Foundation, CEO and COO Lucas Bruder, and Brian Smith should be dropped. The letter doesn't mention why the plaintiffs and Jito Labs reached this agreement, and Judge McMahon has yet to approve the order. However, a request to issue a second amended lawsuit, filed by legal counsel last week, suggests that it would drop a defendant to further narrow the case. Whistleblower shares chat logs between Solana and Pump Fun. The request seeks more time to make amendments after a whistleblower provided Berwick and Wolf Popper with 5,000 chat logs indicating coordination between Solana Labs and Pump Fun. The evidence supposedly shows Solana Labs engineers in direct contact with Pump Fun personnel as they discuss and offer advice on key components implicated in the alleged enterprise, such as token program behavior, validator slash priority inclusion pathways, or launch flow mechanics. Read more. Solana CEO ghosts Berwick Law nine times over Pump Fun. Lawsuit Berwick and Wolf Popper claim that these communications go to the operation and management of the alleged racketeering enterprise, bolster predicate act allegations, and shore up venue and jurisdiction in the Southern District of New York, given Solana Labs' New York presence. If the request is granted, both law firms aim to use the time to create a single superseding lawsuit. Jito CEO wasn't technically served a lawsuit. Jito Labs, Jito Foundation, Bruder, and Smith were added to the first amended lawsuit in July, but Bruder, Smith, and the Foundation managed to avoid being served. The lawsuit accused Jito Labs of helping to provide the infrastructure for Pump Fund's alleged illegal casino enterprise, including the MEV tooling and validator execution necessary to scale the operation. The remaining defendants still facing claims from plaintiffs include Pump Fun, under the name Baton Corporation, and its executives Alon Cohen, Noah Bernhard, Hugo Tweedale, Dylan Curler. The Solana Foundation, Solana Labs, its CEO, Anatoly Yakovenko, co-founder, Raj Gokhal, and president, Lily Liu, are still facing the lawsuit. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.